Hello, and welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast, the show that empowers you to stop making excuses to not blog and realize the potential of content marketing. I'm your host, Scott Winteroth, co-founder of ContentAcademy.com. I invite you to join me each episode for actionable strategies for elevating your blog to the next level and hear from other content rock stars who will share with you exactly what keeps them on task so you can stop wishing for success and start living to your fullest potential. Ready? 3, 2, 1, publish.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast. I'm really excited tonight because I'm here with Helen Rittersporn, who is the creator and blogger behind AnchoredScraps.com. And what I think is really interesting about Helen's journey is that she is a daily blogger. I mean, she's written thousands of posts, and I would love to sort of tap into her mind to talk about what it is like to be a daily blogger and ultimately the traction she's made over the years by being a creator on the front line. So without further ado, Helen, welcome to the Blog You Want and the Time You Have podcast.
Thank you so much, Scott. I'm really excited to be here. And again, thank you so much for reaching out to me. And it's amazing to me that, you know, we're connecting because of, you know, WordPress. So yeah. Again, thank you.
Yeah, I love WordPress. We're obviously two WordPress nuts here on this podcast, so I'm sure we're going to get into that a little bit as we talk about all the goodness that we do online, right?
but yes.
Ultimately, tell us, I mean, as you know, I like to start off kind of getting into your origin story and potentially your WordPress origin story since you're a fellow WordPress nerd like me, but ultimately, why Anchor Scraps? I mean, tell us a little bit about why and how you came to working on this particular project.
Sure. And again, thank you so much. I had decided back in December of 2014 that I would be having a blog, and I had decided that I was still struggling with what my topic was going to be on. Mm-hmm. I had already gotten my web person who's in Colorado to, you know, help me get the theme selected, but we were still looking for a topic. And this gets personal really quick, but it's, you know, all in my first blog post. In January of 2015, at the very beginning of the month, my dad got the flu and passed away quite unexpectedly.
I'm so sorry.
I remember writing the day he passed away. I remember that evening writing his eulogy, which I presented at his service. And mm-hmm. I remember when I got home, I decided that because we had gotten a family picture with everybody that was there at the service in our family, I decided to send them each a note that I put on a note I ran through the computer that had an anchor on it, and I told them that I felt that it was more important that I handwrite a note, you know, that I send this mm-hmm. note to them, that I, you know, wrote my signature, and that I sent them this photo because I thought it was too easy to get the photo lost if it was just sent to them digitally. And the name came right there, Anchored Scraps. Mm-hmm. And so the anchor was for anchoring, and scraps with, you know, pieces, and referring back with the anchor to my dad's military service in the Navy. And it just, I call it, you know, his lovely parting gift, seriously. Mm-hmm. The name was just inspired from him. And at the same time, I'd been reading Seth Godin for daily, like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And he's a fantastic encouraging you to actually take action. Mm. And at the same time, I had been attending on Twitter Sunday evenings, and it's in its ninth year now. I would go to blog chat on Twitter, and the timing was such that Matt Collier had posted his 4 W's of why you blog. And I just found it so helpful. And so in my very first blog post, I share, and it's the scope. I mean, I lay out in my first blog why I'm doing this, who my audience is, what content, and what actions I want them to take. And so, you know, when I started out, I didn't know I would be doing this every day, but mm-hmm. it just kept kept on. And when I started to get near blog post 80, I thought, you know, I can go to 100. And then, you know, I thought, well, I can go to 200. And, you know, you fast forward, it's 3 years later, and today was daily blog post 1139.
Wow, that's amazing. I love that you've kept it up for all this time, and it sounds like you're really ready and gearing up to write more content in the future, right?
Yes.
You stop anytime soon, which I think is absolutely fantastic.
I was going to also share that, you know, there are ideas everywhere. You know, I work about 30 days out it's old school, but with an Excel spreadsheet of topics. Mm-hmm. And so I have some ideas that take me a couple of weeks to develop, and some I do same day.
Do you intentionally sit down maybe one day and come up with 30 days of content, or do you potentially just fill that in when you come up with ideas like on the cuff, or both? I mean, is it something that you intentionally?
It's kind of, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of a hybrid. There's also, if you're using WordPress, you know, I do a... on my website, I've got a monthly daily blog recap. It's a section. And, you know, you go to that page and it shows you every month since I've started blogging is a recap. And inside that recap is a listing of all my blog posts that month. Mm-hmm. And so I find it in preparing that blog recap, like, for instance, with it being April, I'll have a draft of this in the background under draft that I'm creating, and I'll go ahead and fill in an outline of what I think I want to be covering.
So that's so you kind of load up your WordPress dashboard with drafts, and then you start to write them as you feel inspired to finish them.
Well, I do and I don't. The thing I've discovered with the drafts is sometimes, you know, because of the way I have my date represented on my blog posts, you know, you don't want it to think it's your creation date when it's 2 weeks later, right?
Right.
So to answer, I do sort of a mixture of it. I do some over in Word, but you know, when they're ready. Within like a week, I'll start putting them over in draft format.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. So obviously, there's a lot of sort of preparation that goes into this. You talked about doing a content calendar, and I'm actually reading here on your first post that you talk about the 5 W's, as you mentioned, and you mentioned one of my favorite productivity hacks. Or processes, I'm probably not a hack, but your Stephen Covey important but not urgent activities, which I think is probably one of the most, the P2, if you will, living life in the P2, as he says, and really focusing on, obviously blogging and content creation is something that is not urgent in the sense that you might lose your job over it. And for most of us, this is a P2 activity, meaning that it's important to us, but you're not really getting paid in order to hit that publish button, right?
Correct. So, it's truly a labor of love. You know, why do it?
Yeah, and that's a great question. Why are you doing it? Obviously, you know, kind of the product of Anchored Scraps. Obviously, it sort of sounds like it's a way for a creative outlet for you.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about we mentioned in the show in our prior before we started recording in our show pre-meeting that we talked about how you are 100% self-funded, and that you're not necessarily going through the process of monetizing your post in the traditional, in what some would consider a traditional method. And you know, explain that. And I think this is a really fantastic way of looking at blogging and content creation, and why it's important that way.
Sure. Thanks. Also, just before I forget, also with the Anchored Scraps naming, mm-hmm. I am a scrapbooker. And so there was a play on scraps of ideas and scraps with scrapbooking. So just to mention that. Okay, so my site is 100% self-funded. It means that I've had to make choices before to like trade in a birthday present for an SSL certificate, okay? and you get the humor there.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any vested interest in anybody. I I may showcase in my blog. I don't have any affiliate links. I'm not in an ambassador program. Uh-huh. If I have a blog post on something, it's because I have a sincere interest in the topic. And the idea of monetizing, I believe, is not the blog itself, but the consistency of blogging every day. And the things I've learned as a result of blogging daily for over 3 years. And so the monetizing I'm seeing is from, you know, as a project manager, leveraging that with WordPress to help others, teaching them to find their voice, their authentic voice, and to help them get set up to do their own blogging and be self-sufficient and to help them get started. That's where I'm seeing the monetizing. At least that's my, you know, outlook right now in April of 2018, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, for various reasons, a lot of us create blogs because of the opportunity to market with content and to leverage platforms like search and social media. I mean, do you feel that based on the type of content you're creating that you receive traffic from search engines, or is there a particular way that you leverage going out and getting people to building traffic to your content?
Okay, well, I'm an interesting topic for having a blog because Anchored Scraps is all about encouraging letter writing, old style correspondence. And so I'm using, you know, digital technology to reach analog enthusiasts of correspondence, you know, and that can be a typewriter, a fountain pen, people that love stationery. I remember the first time the U.S. Postal Service retweeted my tweet about something that I'd blogged about them with one of their new stamps. You know, I just did the yippee and, you know, I was ecstatic, you know, blown away by it. So what I'm getting at is the topic I'm looking for kindred spirits. Of my goal when I started the blog post was, and I think I say it in my first blog post, but I thought, you know, if I can find 50 other people in the world that are they love to write letters, they're pen pals, and I can connect with them, that's how I'm going to measure success. Mm-hmm. And so of my email blog subscribers, I'd have to say over half of them I pen pal with. Mm-hmm. And so, what this means is I on purpose have had to, because of my time constraints, I've had to choose which channels to promote myself on. Mm-hmm. And so I use Twitter, and I don't, you know, I don't every day tweet, you know, here's my blog post. Mm-hmm. And then I've recently added Instagram, you know, by choice. I'm not on Facebook. I made the decision several years ago. I just didn't have the time. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm a big believer in your hub and spoke, that you want people to come to your site, and from there people can share about it and go outward, but you want everyone to come to your site.
Right.
And so I have not I spend the majority of my time creating my content, and I have felt that in time I'll do more to drive traffic to it. Mm-hmm. But the retention and the people that I have that every day receive my daily blog post and that open, you know, my emails to them every day, I'm very happy about it, because they consistently, they really do show up and read it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's obviously for a lot of us the most important aspect, is that you're reaching people and they're reading, they're consuming your content. Right. So
yeah, I've got the Google Analytics, and I've got, you know, the different analytics there, but I'm really wanting the authentic, you know, having people that read me is because of a shared, you know, interest in the topic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the folks that I'm communicating with, they may not be on a lot of other social media, not to prejudge them, but again, these are people that love analog, you know?
Right, right. You're kind of bridging a digital and analog world, which I think is interesting, and a great opportunity for you. But
yeah, and the pen pals I have now as a result of blogging every day for over 3 years, the pen pals that I've met are just amazing. And I've got some really good friends from blogging, and the personal friends I had before I started blogging have been amazing with their encouragement. And, you know, when I had my 1,000 daily blog post, some of my dearest pen pals made the time to send me in advance these wonderful, handmade greeting cards to congratulate me.
That's great. Good to hear that people are utilizing the written word. I know I actually have a hard time writing. I type so much that to me it's like I loathe the idea of having to write. But I'm definitely inspired by you to get back in the art of the handwritten note, if you will.
Yeah, and I don't want to say that again. I hesitate to sound like I'm prejudging, you know, some of my readers, that they're not technically, I'm not trying to say that at all. Some of them are extremely technical savvy, and one of them trying to encourage her to take up blogging herself. She's very, very talented. But the things that have come as a result of blogging every day is presenting at WordCamp 2 years in a row. And, you know, that's how you found me, was through the WordPress TVs. And at the last WordCamp I was at, I now have two pen pals from that. So, you know, I just truly believe that, again, if a person's struggling with, you know, what to blog about, there's got to be something they're passionate about. And, you know, and by them you'll become a subject matter expert in some of the stuff because you cover it so extensively. And I also very happily showcase other bloggers that have, you know, reach their milestones. You know, like someone recently, she celebrated her 9th year blogging, and someone had their 10th year. And so, you know, they become a blog post and you end up sending them as a pen pal, you know, here's a note, you know, congratulations.
Yeah. It's a great way to keep community, right? Even if the community is offline.
Yes.
So
yes.
Amazing. And I do see here on your website on the contact page, you have a snail mail address. So obviously if anybody wants to write you a note, you definitely will be welcome to that, right?
Yes. And that was the other thing to mention is on a contact page, I'm amazed at how many websites I go to and there's no way to reach the person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went ahead from day one, when I started posting an address, it wasn't on the first day, but when I did, I had gone and gotten a post office box for it. Mm-hmm. And so something else to mention, Scott, is from a person, you know, from your time perspective, I do not, and it's on my about page, but I don't enable comments on my blog. I had to make the decision up front, and this was heavily influenced from reading Seth Godin, but I just didn't feel that I had the time to curate comments. And so if people, you know, want, you know, they want to share or respond to a blog post I've done, they can email me, they can use my contact form, they can snail mail me. But again, it just all goes back to how much time you have.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. And obviously sometimes with commenting, I mean, I'm not going to lie, for me, sometimes it's just worth it to cut your losses on that, because not every blog post is a comment boom either, you know? So it can kind of go both ways. Obviously you could deal with comments on, you could deal with a lot of spam. You could deal with a lot of people who are utilizing your comments as a way to just sort of market themselves. And then also, there's a lot of sort of like almost like legality things that come up too with comments enabled. So definitely something that bloggers should think about. I'm glad you brought that up, and something that they should consider.
And, and I had made that decision before I ever launched and posted my first page. And I really cannot thank Matt Collier enough for his 4 W's of blogging, the inspiration. Again, the timing was just perfect. And, I try to make it to blog chat. I don't make it every week, you know, but I do try to make it every few weeks. And it was such an honor for him to interview me back in last fall, right before I was celebrating my 1,000th daily blog post. But I would, if someone were starting and they're trying to figure out, I would really take the time to figure out those four W's, to know what your voice is. And, you know, over time, of course, the site, I've added more plugins from when I started. And when I first started, I didn't even know how to update a WordPress plugin or how, even how to install it. But, you know, I really think someone should know why, you know all that, why they're doing it, have their name, and begin. And it's not going to be perfect. But you know what? The really good news is when you first start, not anybody, people really don't know who you are. So you can figure out the kinks as you go along, you know?
And that's something that I always love to ask, because obviously, you know, blogging sort of like pulls from many different disciplines, whether it's actual writing and editing and that kind of stuff, to sort of the tech end of things, like managing your WordPress site and creating images and stuff like that. You know, is there a particular, if you were getting into blogging now, or you were recommending blogging to someone, is there a particular skill that you sort of think it stands out for you that you'd want someone to maybe look into, or feel like they should, not required to have, but they should definitely hone their skills on?
I would recommend they join their local WordPress in their community. There has to be a meetup group that is doing WordPress, and they're the folks that then sponsor the WordCamps. I would strongly encourage to get involved with your local WordPress community. It was like, I think a year before I, no, it was less than a year, but you know, when I started looking around for that. But there are so many talented people and helpful, you know, from the WordPress perspective. And the, I would say having a natural, or hone it, but have a curiosity, because I tell you, I could sit with you and we could come up with 30 blog post ideas for you within an hour if I just interviewed you. Because there are blog topics everywhere. And think of, you know, there's the categories and tags, but there's going to be probably 5 to 7 recurring topics related to your theme. Not WordPress theme, but, you know, your what your blog is about. And so, you know, I end up usually going around saying, okay, have I covered postage stamps recently? Have I covered stationery recently? Have I looked at fountain pens? And I just systematically, and I love postcards, and I go through those different aspects. And another area is, you know, relate it to this day in history. But there's, you'll find there's a ton of ideas, and whatever the regularity of whatever person decides they want to blog, say they're going to do it weekly, then do it weekly and just do it, you know, or do it twice a week. But, or if you want to say, I don't know how often I am, but it'll really help your viewers, your readers, if they kind of know. But I never started out saying I would blog daily. I just kept going, and I still keep going. Okay.
That, and actually, I didn't want to stop your momentum there, but I know we I just want to bring this up, since we're kind of going right into that area, that that obviously, you know, you're a certified project management planner, or PMP. Sorry if I screwed up that title, but ultimately
No, you did it exactly right. Great. It's PMI certified.
Right. PMI certified, which I know is a fantastic sort of project management productivity type credential. And I know that we talked, and you're a full-time, you know, full-time worker, employee, whatever you want to call it, as well as doing your blog. I mean, how do you manage all that based on the time you have, really?
Well, first of all, and this is in my first first WordPress TV, and I'm trying to do better about it, but I really don't sleep as much as I should, okay? So I'll be the first to admit that. But it's also sort of like when you learned how to ride a bicycle, you're trying to get your left hand, right hand coordination going, you know? So how do you do it? it becomes priorities. Remember I said I'm not on Facebook. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not spending my time there. Mm-hmm. I don't show up on Twitter every day to even cross post to say, hey, but I did create an Anchored Scraps Twitter account besides my personal mm-hmm. Twitter account, and I'll cross post those, mm-hmm. Meaning I'll retweet from one to the other. And it really is priorities. It means that, even when we go on vacation, mm-hmm. my laptop is with me, or in the instance where we took a cruise, I had to blog ahead and then I had a backup checking it for me. And I still, from the cruise ship, checked every day to make sure it was posting. yeah. And so then you get in, but it's just to say, again, however frequently someone's going to post, it's truly, is it a priority? And mm-hmm. then that means there's times when I have a quote about procrastination, and the blessing of having a daily blog post is my procrastination is constricted. It's constrained by 24 hours. Mm-hmm. I think if I were blogging weekly, I would be procrastinating with a weekly duration. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I hope that answered the question. Make it a priority. And be enthusiastic about what it is you're writing about.
It's sort of like a drug too. Once you post a few, you start to realize how fun it is, and you get feedback from people, which is sort of what we're seeking, right? In a lot of ways.
And it's also, when you're posting it, I have this thing where I think if within the first few minutes of posting it, and I'm thinking even within, a half hour, if you notice, oh my gosh, I've got a spelling boo-boo, or I did something, go ahead and go in and correct it, And I think if you went in like 2 years later, you should do an addendum and do a note saying you've changed it, right?
Yeah, right.
But when you first post, I think also for someone getting started, I would look at having your infrastructure set up. I love GoDaddy. They are fantastic. And again, I'm paying the bill myself. Mm-hmm. And then a really good email subscriber tool. And I love the folks over at FeedBlitz. They are fantastic. Okay. Some people, I think, use MailChimp or somebody, but I love the FeedBlitz team. They're just amazing with their help,
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I'm a MailChimp guy, but would love to. I always love recommendations for blogging services. So,
well, one of the things they do is especially if your audience is someone who's just getting started, what they do is, I believe it's, I could be wrong, but I think it's within the first month of you signing up, they're mm-hmm. going to look at how many email blog subscribers you've got, and then they base that as your price for the whole year. Okay. So it's really not a lot the first month, right? And so they want you to grow. And then the next year, they're going to look at what it is for that annual. And then your rate is based on that. But I found them very affordable and very much cheering for you for your success.
Got it. We'll have to look into that. Thanks for bringing that up. Sounds like they have an interesting pricing model too, where it's you pay for the based on your subscribers for the whole year, which that's a little different, right? So
I don't know how the others do their pricing, but I just found them. And again, I'm, I told you I'm a big Seth Godin fan, and that's who he uses for his email blog, which I'm one of his email blog subscribers. And so I thought, well, if Seth uses it, I think he's, screened them,
Yeah, for sure. I'm a huge Seth Godin fan myself. I think he's a, prolific author and content creator and book writer and everything else. So definitely love that we share that's common interest there. But this has been great. Look, I feel like you've been on the front line of blogging. You're a daily content creator, which I know a lot of us would aspire to be in a lot of ways. And I love the fact that you validate the fact that blogging, if you want to blog, you really have to set your priorities. End of story. Right. I mean, if you want to do it, you will do it. If you don't want to do it, you probably won't. Right. I think that's the
right. And again, with the story with my dad, in this case, my 100th blog post was in my blog post 100. This is where my voice kind of breaks a little bit. But, in that first one of the 100 milestone, I actually shared his eulogy that I wrote and I gave at his service. Mm-hmm. And so that was, so, you know, I decided around 80 that I was going to go for, you know, 100, right? Mm-hmm. And that was, and, you know, you start feeling like, well, I want to honor him that I made it at least 100, right?
Right.
And then from there, it just, you know, I just kept on. And my husband is very, very supportive. And, you know, that same first year of blogging, you know, we shared about our family dog losing him unexpectedly to cancer. And so now, you know, you fast forward 2.5 years later, and now we're with our puppy who's almost two, you know, and puppy pictures of Cooper tend to be one of my, you know, very well-read posts, right?
Yep. Cats and dogs always do well, right?
So. Yeah. And then recently, you know, even referencing, you know, the passing of Billy Graham, you know, that was a very, very highly read post. And I do try to reach out if I've mentioned somebody. I do try to send them an email to reference, hey, I shared about you. You know, it could be somebody with an Etsy shop. You know, hey, I had you in my blog today. Mm-hmm. I do try to do that. It doesn't happen every time, but I, you know, if I've referenced someone, I do try to, you know, reach out.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward to blogging about this podcast.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. I do have sort of like one more question that I think we've sort of covered, but I want to ask again. Obviously, your personal motivations to start your blog was definitely a founding factor into why you kind of, and your motivation to just keep going was sort of one of the reasons why you blog every day. But I wanted to obviously ask, if you had to do it over again, would you still blog every day, or would you give yourself a break? Okay.
No, I'm emphatic. And in fact, I would share that, you know, if you'll notice, the first blog post was on February 26, 2015. Uh-huh. It wasn't on the first of the month. I didn't wait. Okay. And it was just a short, I don't know, month and a half after losing my dad, but it wasn't, I was ready and I said, let's go. And I hit publish, you know, for me, again, and it's because it's about something I'm so passionate about. I do love old style correspondence. I love that I pen pal with my nephews, you know, they're treasures. And, you know, so again, it's such a joy and it's been such a gift and a blessing. And I'm a huge enthusiast for blogging daily.
Great. Well, that's amazing. Obviously, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'd like to get you back on this podcast.
I would love it.
You know, at least within next year, obviously, to touch base.
Okay.
And, you know, by then, hopefully I will be a better interviewer.
I think you've done a super job. And in fact, 1250 is sometime, I think blog post 1250 will be this summer. Like I'm thinking July or sometime this summer. That's, you know, I'm thinking that might be a fun milestone, you know, and I can let you know specifically when 1250 is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, now that you know what I'm trying to do in terms of helping people build their productivity around blogging, maybe you could keep that in mind as you're writing posts, and I'm sure we can come back and share a lot of great tips on how you can optimize your blogging, right?
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to, again, thank you so much. I just think your idea for the Blog You Want podcast is fantastic. Generous of you to spend your personal time to put this together. And, you know, I'm just delighted to be here. I'm honored. And I'm just very excited for what you're doing. And I, you know, definitely want to, you know, stay connected. And of course, I'll be sending you a snail mail. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, like I said, I'd want to keep this maybe a little more regular, talking about our blogging endeavors. And ultimately, you know, like you, I have just a personal passion for blogging. The monetization and the business side of it are important to me, but ultimately I love just the idea of creating art and pushing it out on the web at the very minimum. You know, so
and I would submit to you that It's because of Blogging Daily that I then had something to say at the first WordPress conference, WordCamp conference, which was lessons from Blogging Daily for over 600 days, and then a year later for over 900 days. And if it were not for that consistency, you know, I don't know what I'd be talking about, right?
And so I
just think it's fantastic what you're doing, and I'm thinking of several wonderful people that regularly contribute to Blog Chat on Twitter, mm-hmm. and I'll definitely get you their names because I think they would be wonderful guests for your podcast.
Awesome. Thank you. And I should definitely check out the Blog Chat. I know I've, over the years I've been lurking, but maybe it's time to hop on. And you said it's on Sunday evenings?
Sunday nights on Twitter at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
And the hashtag is Blog Chat.
Okay.
And I have a link to it and everything in, you know, my first blog post and over on my About page as well. And I'll give it to you to show with your recap for today.
Yes, obviously, and thanks for bringing that up. Obviously, everything we talk about, we're going to add a note in the show notes, including a link to anchoredscraps.com. And I would love to add links to your WordPress TV videos. If that's okay with you.
Wow, thank you.
Great resources.
Yeah,
those are great resources for people. And like you, I'm such a huge advocate for the WordCamps and the WordPress community because ultimately it's open source. And it's just a great way to mind share and to spread the word on how to democratize publishing, right?
And I was really impressed to see on your blog that you're already out there talking about Gutenberg.
Yes.
Really impressed that you're so on top of it there. That's wonderful.
It's funny you said that. I almost wanted to bring that up in this conversation, but ultimately I went to WordCamp Nashville, which is the WordPress.
I was registered for it, but I had not planned to attend, but just to watch some of the streaming, you know?
Yeah.
But I still have a badge to pick up from a friend who picked it up for me. But how was it? Did you enjoy it?
I love it's funny because actually I don't want to get too much in myself because this is all about you, but ultimately I started blogging on WordPress about country music, which obviously Nashville is country music's mecca city, if you will. So it was sort of kind of full circle for me to be in Nashville talking about WordPress, you know, talking to other people who are into WordPress. So I thought it was a fantastic experience. I know that they do WordCamp. They're going to do WordCamp US in Nashville for 2 years. So everyone will have the opportunity to go again in December to Nashville.
I'm planning to attend that one in person. And I had applied last year, but so late in the cycle to be a presenter, and they were so sweet. They just said, please apply this next year because I just thought I had something really, a very unique perspective, right?
Yeah.
Because I do blog, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we should team up on that presentation because ultimately.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everyone, you heard it here.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah,
because I'd love to talk about my Nashville country music story since it's the Music City. And I think there's a lot of overlap there. So if they don't take us separately, we'll go together. Yeah.
I think we should definitely enter one for a team. I think that would be just brilliant. So, okay, well, and again, thank you so, so much for having me here today.
Yes, thank you again. And like I said, we were going to post everything in the show notes. And Helen, it's been my honor to speak with you, and I will definitely look forward to getting your daily content on anchoredscraps.com.
That's a wrap for the Blog You Want and the Time You Have, episode number 11. Listen, as always, if you have a blog strategy or a blog win that you want to share, please feel free to tweet me at @swinteroth and use the hashtag blogwin, as well as go on over to thebloguyouwant.com to share your ideas with me directly. I would love to hear what you have to say, and if you're interested in being on the show, hit me up. I'd love to share your story with the world. In the meantime, get out there, create great content, and live the blog you want in the time you have.